Welcome to this episode of the Yellow and Blues podcast. I'm your host, Srini Paswadhyana Masvishal, joined by my co-host, Venkat. Hello, Venkat. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Srini. How about you?
Yeah, very good. As I said, starting the week with a win for CSK over the weekend always helps. I was actually going to, thinking of looking at what's happening in the news overall. The one thing, obviously, that's happened recently is India's Not India's tour, South Africa's tour of India following the IPL has been announced. And I think the team's going to be announced. Is it on the eve of the final, or I can't remember if it's the eve of the
Yeah,
qualifier?
it's not official yet, but there are a couple of tweets that I saw which they said it's going to be announced somewhere around that time frame, which makes sense, isn't it? They want to wait as far as it goes to see who to pick and what form they are on.
Yeah, so I think that starts on the 9th of June, so we're exactly a month away from the start of that series, the end of the IPL. 29th was the final. Yeah, that gives about 2 weeks for the team, to announce. So we'll probably have a not so much speculated in terms of who's likely to be the team, but I guess as we look through the IPL, we can probably have a discussion on a couple of people who we think should probably get some rest. I was just thinking where the best player to start and whether to go by the table toppers, etc. But I think probably paying this podcast a focus of CSK, let's look at the two CSK games, one which CSK lost against RCB and one which they won against DC. It's been such a turbulent season in many ways, isn't it? Like a seesaw. I mean, if you just take those two games in isolation, one game they lost, you would probably say quite comfortably. I mean, chasing 173 against Bangalore, they ended up scoring only 160, and then against DC on the other hand, batting first, they score 208, and then bowl out Delhi for 117. It almost, it is like you don't know which team turns up.
Yeah, I think that there was a stark contrast, and also I have to say that yes, Chennai played pretty much the same or similar game in each of these games, but it's the opposition as well that in the case of Delhi, I think opposition just started throwing away the wickets. I mean, that's what I feel. It could be entirely, I mean, of course, no discredit to those disrespect to the bowlers, Chennai bowlers. They did a phenomenal job. And Dhoni almost, kind of started looking at setting up the field. But I have to say, with seeing that game especially, I had a feel that, they never got a start. They were always behind. Once Warner got out, I think Shikhar Bharat was the first to go. And he was not in. I mean, so you can see that game. In fact, Delhi lost their chase, and they never really turned up. So yes, Chennai played pretty much similar games. Looking at it from a opener standpoint, in the middle order, and how Dhoni finished, especially against the Delhi, it was Dhoni of the old 8 ball 21, I think. But
Yeah.
you could see the contrast. This is what I'm saying. I mean, I think Chennai pretty much played the same between those two games, whereas in these two cases the opposition was a bit behind. I mean, in case of Delhi, was behind the ball.
Yeah, you said that, but very equally interesting. I mean, we'll touch about this, once we finish this Chennai games. Talking about David Warner, I think you and I were talking midweek about the DC versus SRH game, where David Warner, took SRH, his old team, to cleaners, especially
Malik.
Umran Malik. So we'll probably touch about Umran Malik and the SRH and Williamson in a bit. You yeah from a from a I get that from what he's saying from a batting perspective kind of thing, but equally you have to give Devon Conway, he's been his last 3 games, was it? He scored 87 in this game
Yesterday.
against Delhi, but then before that as well, against RCB was 56, and then against the Sunrisers before that was 85 not out. Looking at that, the last three games, obviously the first game he played was the Super Kings versus KKR, which was the very, very first game, and then he got dropped after that game. He didn't play at all until the last three games, and then when he's come back the last three games, he scored three consecutive 50s. It's all, if you look at these things, you kind of all think like, I know it's ifs and buts, if he had played all through the tournament, would it have been different? Why was he dropped straight after, sort of the first game itself? So maybe the result could have been different, but again, don't know whether, this is MS Dhoni coming back and putting his stamp on the team, and him sort of selecting Devon Conway into the team. So again, it goes back and did he let, well, obviously he said in the first couple of games he helped with Jadeja, but then afterwards he let him do his thing. And you think, did Jadeja sort of end up picking the wrong team and not having Devon Conway opening? That left and right combination between Conway and Gaekwar a little bit reminds me of when Hussey and Murali Vijay used to open.
Yeah, exactly. Technically correct as well. Most of the batters, they're not swashbuckling by any means, but really calm, cool, patient. They can more boundary hitters than six hitters. Even I think if you see Devon Conway's innings against RCB, six fours and two sixes. But then you could say Delhi, he scored about five sixes and seven fours. But you get the idea. He's more of a timing, getting the feel. He's a test match player at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's just the way he bats. So, well, again, you say test match player, but then scoring five sixes kind of tells you he can turn it around as well in terms of his impact. That game four, I don't know if it's had a major impact on Delhi in terms of their net run rate, because they lost by a huge margin. So that may have an impact.
Well,
RCB, yeah, go on, sorry.
sorry, before we move on, Srini, on the Delhi Capitals, I think Conway in his interview, I don't know if you noticed, he did say that Dhoni had a helping hand in the success against spinners. That's what he said. He said that it is going to be, he said that the bowlers will try and bowl full. And so you need to be careful about, kind of trying to play the sweep shot, and you rather play straight. And I think Conway thinks that that kind of helped the game, helped him play better. Yeah, so you got to admire Dhoni's observation. I think those are nuances and finer points that can make the difference.
Yeah, even looking at so for example, Moeen Ali, against Delhi, he bowled his full quota of four overs and got 3 for 13. Similarly, I think against RCB as well, he bowled his full quota of four overs, as opposed to when in the earlier games he was just bowling one over here, one over there, and you were thinking, well, why is he bowling just one over when he's a genuine kind of an off spinner? B, I mean, th this has always been the case. We've known Dhoni handle spinners absolutely the best in terms of how to handle spinners, and give him a slow low pitch with the spinning options. He can completely control the game against the opposition, and it's the same thing in terms of looking at that game against RCB. Mahesh Tikshna bowled four overs, Jadeja bowled four overs, Ali bowled four overs. Come back to the Delhi game, again, same thing. Mahesh Tikshana and Moeen Ali bowled four overs each. So he, obviously still, wherever he plays, he trusts his spinners to bowl. you can see like clear style differences and the clear patterns between Jadeja's captaincy versus Dhoni's captaincy, the way he manages the team. Yeah, unfortunately, like it's a bit little bit late.
Yeah, after the fact, it's even now it shines the bad light on what could have done been right. I think that's where my worry is. If Chennai wanted to make a change, I think they could have made it in the con while in the contention rather than now. It seems Jadeja would never have. Sort of reminds me about Dinesh Karthik's captaincy stint against
Well, yeah,
KKR.
as KKR, he gave it to Owen Morgan, isn't it? In and sort of ended up doing it. Yeah, it's a bit. I mean, this is not new. But yeah, it is. I guess from a Chennai perspective, you say like if only sort of thing. That's probably where a few things. Talking of Dinesh Karthik. We mentioned the RCB game against Chennai. Again, Dinesh Karthik, sort of 26 of 17 deliveries. I mean, he has been in phenomenal form this
Yeah.
season for RCB.
The last game, I think he played terrific knock. I just remembered one tweet. I think I don't know if it was from Michael Vaughan or Michael Vaughan had liked it, and he said, on the tweet read, the only question about Dinesh Karthik's place in T20 finals is whether he takes the window seat or the aisle seat. I thought it was really good. Which I think he's more or less certain. 17 off 20, I mean 17 ball 26 against Chennai. But then if you see his latest
Yeah, eight ball,
performance,
30 of 8 balls.
30 of 8 was, I mean, if you see that finish kind of just pushed the target beyond beyond what even RCB would have, especially when you have the when you have Kohli get out for a duck on
Yeah,
the first ball, isn't it?
first ball duck. It was the first ball duck. I don't know if you saw there was a meme that came out sort of Kohli going there. Typical village cricketer saying, guys, it's difficult batting conditions out there, getting out for first ball, and then everybody who walks in sort of scores 73 for Faf du Plessis, Rajat Pattidar 48. Typical village kind of thing. He would be sitting out there thinking, why did I just get the first bowler, and then anybody who walks in just hitting fours and sixes.
Yeah, I think it is the tentative nature. I mean, he is going through a bad form, and sometimes these things don't help. I also am talking about memes and tweets. I think I saw one more tweet which said Kohli was talking about, hey, I scored the first ball duck, and then Kane Williamson says, hold
Hold
my
my
beer.
beer.
I think because but it was hilarious. But yeah, you feel sorry, not so much. Sometimes even for anti Kohli fans, I mean, like people who don't like Kohli as a player, and we have a few in our circles, even they start to feel sympathetic now. They said, like, we had chat yesterday in the WhatsApp, and they were saying, yeah, I feel sorry for him now. Almost. I think that goes to show that he's really running a bad form. Talking about selection, I really, really hope that BCCI takes some this thing and make sure that he has a long rest before he can come back one to England for test match, and then he's in a better shape for the T20 World Cup. I don't know if he would be even considered for that.
It's a way off, and it might sound controversial, but yeah, on current form, you wouldn't say Kohli is an automatic choice
Yeah,
for the
unfortunately.
T20 World Cup. People will say just look at Kohli's record in Australia, and I will take all of those things, and being a Kohli fan, I if you know, definitely from as far as I'm concerned, you know, yes, he would be an automatic pick. But if you're putting logically, looking at the cricketing form and things like that, you think, is he, you know, there are other people who could perform, you know, in the T20 format currently in terms of, you know, in better form. You look at them, but I think it's probably 3 or 4 episodes ago, like, you know, we said no chance, like, no, I wouldn't pick Dinesh Karthik, but Dinesh Karthik has been like consistently, like, you know, producing as opposed to Kohli, who's going the other way around. So if you're picking up on form, you know, you'd actually pick Dinesh Karthik over Kohli right now at the stands. Obviously, like, you know, they are at different places in their overall career. So yeah, there is that thing. Yeah, the other thing you mentioned about Williamson, you know, that much Kohli obviously got a first bowler. Williamson didn't even get to face a ball. He got run out without even facing a
Even
delivery.
that. Yeah.
So that's.
Yeah, almost it was a false dawn, excuse the pun, for Sunrisers Hyderabad, wasn't it? I mean, I don't know if where they stand in the table, just briefly touching upon them. Yeah, in terms of qualification, but they seem to be after the brief blip, they really surged forth, and
Yeah,
then
they've
suddenly
lost their
lost.
last four games. Yeah,
Yeah.
you were right. Like, you mentioned this, I think two, not the, the 2 episodes ago when Sunrisers were up there. It was in fact that game against Gujarat Titans which the Sunrisers lost. We thought, like, you know, having scored 195, they would easily, like, you know, qualify. But then Rashid Khan had different
Other
ideas.
ideas.
Yeah, it was the episode before last, and you mentioned, like, you know, yeah, the Sunrisers are there at fourth. But they probably just a couple of games, you know, they lose, and suddenly on the bounce starting from that game, they've lost like four games at a stretch. So drop down.
They're
It's
not yet out, but having
they're
said
not
that,
yet
you know,
out,
they're
but I think all the teams, you know, that are from five downwards, actually for them to qualify, they need Rajasthan Royals and Royal Challengers to lose the rest of the games. That's the only, I mean, Delhi Capitals and Sunrisers have 3 games in hand, so they will need to win all their 3 games, but they will also probably need Rajasthan Royals to drop more than, you know, 2 games, 3 games, in fact. Otherwise, they've got obviously a better run rate, and similarly for RCB as well. They just need one win. I think, like, you know, if Royals and RCB get one win each, they will almost qualify. So will, like, you know, Lucknow and Gujarat, because they've I mean, RCB versus DC, slightly, like, you know, maybe, like, you know, because of the net run rate. But I still think the top four as they stand now, right now, Lucknow, Gujarat, Rajasthan, and Royal Challengers will be the one that will probably end up being in the playoff. I mean, stranger things have happened, you know, depending on how it goes.
Yeah, next two games, Srini, are quite interesting. LSG versus you know, Gujarat Titans, and of course Lucknow versus Gujarat and Rajasthan versus Delhi. I think those two tomorrow and day after are really that will help cement those places, especially for RR, not so much for DC. But yeah, then there is a, that inconsequential match. What should have been the Clash of the Titans now race to the bottom, CSK versus Mumbai Indians. So yeah, I think RCB. In fact, all games, you know, from here except the one on Thursday, give sorry, except the one on Thursday, give us some clarity on the table. Lucknow, Gujarat, RCB, Punjab.
Yeah, I think Punjab will struggle as well, you know, even with their run rate. I think they are probably out. KKR have an outside chance, but again with a negative run
They
rate.
played 12 games, by the way.
Yeah, so I think the one I see is Delhi Capitals is the one that I
Can
could see
upset.
probably can sneak in place of RCB, but given the current form, I'm hedging my bets against the top four being the top four as it stands today. To go through.
I think they, to be fair, on form and how they've played. I think those four teams deserve to go through it. So,
Yeah,
but
that's
stranger things have happened. We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
yeah. The other elephant in the room that we probably need to talk about is Mumbai Indians. You mentioned Gujarat Titans being on the top. The only game, MI lost again today to KKR, but then they did beat Gujarat Titans midweek, and that's a game as well that realistically MI should have lost, because GT just needed 9 runs of that last
Yeah,
over.
that yeah. On that topic, I'm a bit worried about Gujarat Titans. They seem to kind of lose their way. I think not only this game but also against Punjab that they played on the third. It was they just didn't show up. 143, and
Yeah.
Punjab easily beat them. They
That
have plenty of opportunities to kind of that. Yeah,
Yeah, I
it's
think
they.
that game, I mean that game, the Punjab one is interesting because they actually sort of said, "Oh yeah, we've been chasing, we're going to try and bat first and see, experimenting." But, if they just said like, "No, Brad, we've been doing fantastically well for the last our 9 games or whatever. We're going to win this game." That would have taken them to 18 points, sealed their
Yeah.
qualification, and then they could have done the experimenting. But the other side of it is like, I think it's something else is like, they were as a team, they would be quite confident they continues to winning. Suddenly they have lost 2 games, and just as they are approaching the playoffs, those couple of games, and if they don't get into, I mean, with 16 points at the moment, they will still qualify, but obviously, qualifying as a first or a second makes a huge difference because it gives you that extra chance in the playoff, even if you lose
Yeah.
to go through as opposed to third and fourth. But yeah, if they had got to 18 points, they would have finished in the top two definitely. So
Yeah,
it's like,
I wouldn't have personally recommended any experimentation at that point in time,
yeah.
especially even if you did, I don't know if you would if you would want to come out and say that, if you know what I mean. I think Hardik said again, Titan bad of us to see test ourselves in difficult situations. Well, now you are in one. I mean, not yet, but you see, you don't want to lose the winning momentum, especially around that point in time. I think the think tank have got it wrong there.
Yeah, that game, against Gujarat, the MI versus Gujarat, and the game that MI won, it was like, the last over, Daniel Sams actually bowled, he they needed 9 runs, and he ended up giving only 3 runs. Exactly a month ago, it was Daniel Sams bowling to, I think it was Pat Cummins, that game against Kolkata, where Pat Cummins took him
Yeah.
for 35 runs in an over. You see how in a month, the fortunes of Mumbai hasn't changed, but at least the fortunes of Daniel Sams has changed to like, sort of on one match he goes for 35, and then the other match, he only goes for 3 when they just need 9. And this especially, like, you would think, well, you wouldn't expect Pat Cummins to go take him for 35, whereas this game, it was Rahul Tewatia and
Yeah, established.
Rashid Khan,
Really.
etc., who were in the form of their life, Rashid Khan and Rahul Tewatia with the batting. Yeah, it's interesting how, with the IPL, the kind of the swings happen between, whether it's bowlers or batsmen and stuff. Talking on still, kind of staying with Mumbai, again, we probably must mention Rohit Sharma. I know we talked about the elephant in the room with Kohli, and like, sort of how I think Kohli probably needs a rest from that 5-game series in South Africa. I know Rohit Sharma's just taken on the T20 captaincy, but I think, again, I would probably rest Rohit Sharma as well. I mean, from my perspective, like, I would just play Bumrah, Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, probably even like, people like Ishan Kishan, Rishabh Pant. I would rest all 5 of them. I think Surya Kumar Yadav has now been injured, so for Mumbai, and he's out of the, I think he's out of the rest of the IPL. I mean, he didn't play the back end of that Sri Lanka T20i as well, and then didn't start the first couple of games for Mumbai because of injury, and then now again he's injured, so he's out. Hopefully, like, they they don't rush him back to the South Africa series and just give him the rest. You know, we touched about this last week around, like, you know, the IPL, in terms of, you know, people getting rest and stuff when playing for India. I think BCCI has got to make a call. There are so many new stars that have come out in this year's IPL. You can give
Vinkesh
all of
Iyer,
them.
Shreyas Iyer, I think those, I mean, one of those would end up leading out, probably even KL
KL
Rahul.
Rahul, yeah, definitely. KL Rahul, you know, sort of, you know, captaincy, KL Rahul. You can have, like, you know, if really want to give opportunities, get Dinesh Karthik in or Sanju Samson in terms of.
Dinesh Karthik, Sanju Samson, I think those are the, I think there is
Give
plenty.
Umrah Malik, you know, a debut from a T20 perspective. You know, give Umrah Malik a debut, definitely. You know, the guys that have performed, like your Tilak Wermos and those guys as well. You know, opportunities definitely for a few people, you know, in that game. Even I mean, I would go, like, literally India follows that South Africa, you know, series, and then straight away goes. I think the next is a couple of T20s in Ireland. Finish that before they play the test. So I would probably, like, you know, maybe just get Kohli, Rohit Sharma, Bumrah, etc. to get to England early, you know, before, you know, rest these games, go get them out, acclimatize, you know, because there is just one test, and you really want to win that test. It's a great opportunity to, like, you know, win the series leading 2-1. You know, you won't get many opportunities to win in England.
No, you're not getting anything. I think that fifth test should be the focus. If it was, I'm sure if it was Ravi Shastri, I would hedge all my bets and said Ravi Shastri, Kohli leadership. They would have said, okay, this is our battle. We need to win. I'm not so sure about Ganguly. I mean, Dravid, of course, he's going to place huge importance. And I'm sure Rohit Sharma would want to, kind of win that as well. Let's hope. But I don't see the top management having the same intensity on tests as these guys did in the past. But I could be completely wrong. I mean, just looking at these here.
Even yes, yeah, especially you think, like, you know, sort of Dravid would have quite a bit, you know, sort of and do that. So definitely want to think about talking about that. You know, England test, you know, we'll probably come back and have a look at the couple of other IPL games. So let's just have a look at LSG in a minute. Just while we are talking about in England and being sort of England, one of the other ex CSK Lions, if you like, Chetesh Pujara, he is in phenomenal. I mean, what a form, playing for Sussex. He scored over, like, 700 runs, 700 runs in, like, 7 innings. He's averaging something close to 143.
These are not the easy conditions to bat here. We call it English summer, but it's like 8 degrees or something. It's still nippy in the mornings. Ball does a bit, and really, we played a game on Sunday, and it was swinging like banana, hooping around. So it's not easy conditions. Anybody who thinks that, it's easy to play here, especially with quality fast bowling coming in from Pakistan as well. I think a couple of Pakistan players as well. So a phenomenal achievement. I think it only bodes well for our July game.
I mean, this one, you know, in terms of the last game, Shahin Shafri, like, you know, the creme de la creme, if you like, from Pakistan in terms of bowling. Chetesh Pujara scored 100 against him as well. He's, like, you know, 170 not out in the second innings. I mean, his last four scores for Chetesh Pujara have been, you know, the last four matches that he's played. He's got, like, two double hundreds and 200s here in England. So it'll be interesting when the test team gets picked. How can you not pick him, you know, on this form, and especially in England? You know, the test is in England. He's scoring runs in England. I can't see, like, you know, what can you tell him and say, like, you know, right, we moved on from you. We're not picking you even though you're in red hot form. Now, bear in mind, he may then turn up and that game against Edgbaston, and he may not really score runs. So all that he scored here, may be irrelevant or immaterial when it comes to faces like Anderson, Broad, Stokes, etc. But you, yeah.
Just touching upon Stokes, I mean, I don't know, talking about, I don't want to cover too much, but he scored about 17 sixes in Durham, and he scored 34 in the over. I think he called the bowler at the other end to say if he's okay. I mean, that's a good gesture. And talking about Stokes, he's back in captaincy. He's going to bring in Anderson and Broad. He made it public. And he also asks Root bat at number four. So I don't know if there will be a matchup for Chhatwisher Pujara, where the English counterpart will be huge. Let's see how it goes.
Well, unlikely because I think Pujara, if he gets that, he'll definitely be three. Kohli will want to stay at four. The test is not kind of, well, it's a couple of months away yet, and obviously there's a lot of cricket yet to be played between now and then. As I said, there's the IPL to finish, then there's the five T20I against South Africa, and then a couple more against Ireland before India get on in their whites. Coming, sort of backing in into the other opener, you would have said for the test would have been KL Rahul, and back to KL Rahul and his Lucknow Super Giants. They are obviously, sort of topping the table at the minute, Lucknow Super Giants.
Yes, indeed.
Purely based on run rate, I mean, they similar to Gujarat Titans, they have won eight and lost three. They again the game against this week, they played, I think it's only one game they played this week, isn't it, against KKR.
KKR, yes, that's the game. I think the margins of defeat helps, isn't it? I mean, you have that game that reminds me, Quinton de Kock, what a knock that was. He was just in a belligerent form. I watched that game. He was just, I mean, it reminded me of those heydays of Mumbai Indians when this guy would open and just take the bowlers to cleaners like 5 overs, 50 runs or something like that in the start power play. I think this was after he got KL Rahul run out. So yeah, I mean that game stands out for me for that knock, especially.
It's interesting, Baba Indrajit opened for KKR in that game, and then he got out for a duck. In fact, his last three games, he's played in the IPL, he's been like, zero, a 6-15 and a zero. This for someone who actually his previous almost, what was that, one, I think six innings in Ranji Trophy was all 50 plus. He started with a 50 against Saurashtra, then an 80 against Himachal Pradesh, 117 against Delhi, and then 127 against Chhattisgarh, then another 100 against Jharkhand and a 52. So it was like, he came in like, ridiculous red ball form, and then he can't convert it into white ball. It's this is where, it becomes sort of that next jump, you have to make from, and then there are others who probably haven't quite performed in the Ranji Trophy coming in into the white ball and do like, I hope Rahul Dravid is keeping eye on Baba Indrajit, and then kind of in a longer run he does get an opportunity to play for India in the tests. But right now, he seems to be like struggling as far as his white ball form and the IPL form is concerned.
Indeed. Yeah, there's several players like that as well, isn't it? I mean, I think Baba Inderjit is one. Even Venkatesh Iyer hit a rough patch. He didn't do anything significant.
Yeah,
And
and
suddenly
until I
last
think
game.
this match, today's match against Mumbai, where he opened the batting, he seemed to be like, sort of, I think he scored 40 plus, so it's like hopefully coming in form. But again, as we've been saying, probably too little too late for KKR.
Most definitely, yes.
Yeah, we talked about, Sunrisers Hyderabad, so in terms of the remaining teams, as I said, Delhi seems to be outsiders who potentially could sneak in, but it depends on, they need help in terms of, RCB having to lose their remaining two games. and Delhi needing to win all, at least two games progress. The one advantage DC have overall challenges Bangalore is they bet in at 100. So all Royal Challengers need, they will be looking at right now is one win, and they know they're in there.
The Friday is do or die, I think, more, almost do or die for RCB, no? Yeah, I think that there'll be 13 games, and if they end up losing, if they don't build a good case, and then they will have to hope DC loses. I think for if you're an RCB fan, you would want DC to lose on the on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday, like, you know, because, I mean, Rajasthan will, because if Rajasthan wins that game on Wednesday, they know, like, you know, they will be at 16 points and they will almost
Yeah.
qualify. Rajasthan, RCB, you know, will be hoping to beat Punjab, because that's the other one they'll need. RCB do need to win at least a couple of games
Be
to
certain,
make
yes.
sure they'll definitely do that. Yeah, as I said, you know, the IPL, bar the teams at the bottom, I think there'll be still something or the other to play for most of the teams. By the end of next week, we should have a fairly good idea of the qualifiers. My prediction at this point will be, like, the current top four. So Lucknow Super Giants, Gujarat Titans, Rajasthan Royals and Royal Challengers Bangalore. These are the four teams I think will qualify more or less in a similar order. Maybe Gujarat and Lucknow might switch, but they'll finish the top two, and Rajasthan and RCB, I think, will finish as the third and the fourth team. Delhi with a possible chance to sneak in, but I think those four too. So let's look forward to the other games rest of the week. Yeah, I think that's pretty much a wrap for us. And if you do like the sound of this, please subscribe to this podcast and follow the website, Yellows and Blues, and also follow us on Twitter at yellowandblues.com. Do leave your reviews and ratings about this podcast on Spotify or any other platform that you get your podcast from. Until next week.